You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have your company. Last week, Madison turned into the cheesiest place in the country, at least for the duration of the American Cheese Society's annual conference and contest. For the 30th anniversary event, all the big cheeses were on hand, but they didn't stand alone. So were hundreds of expert cheesemakers, distributors, food scientists and writers, and other cheeseheads. Included among them was our own cheese whiz, Jeanette Hurt. She tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce that the competition was pretty sharp.
It was a week-long conference. I only went there for a few days. But you meet cheesemakers from not only around the country, but in some cases from around the world. They also had some Irish cheeses showcased in a networking area, and I saw Comte, the famous cheese from Europe, also there. It was really an amazing conference. I got to take some classes, which were exciting. And I got to be there for the drum roll, the award ceremony.
So this is kind of like where all of the rock stars in the cheese world come out to play, right?
It is. And they had 1,794 entries in 257 cheese categories.
That's now, a lot of cheese.
It is. And at the Festival of Cheese, you get to see all 1,700 and taste them if you want. I've never yet been able to do that. What is interesting, though, it's 257 categories. Sounds like a lot, but they say only 20% of the cheesemakers walk away with awards. So it really is the creme de la creme, especially when you start getting into the first place categories and then, of course, when you get into the best of show and best of show contenders. Now, this year, of course, Wisconsin cleaned up, as always. They took home 90 awards. So I'm not sure what percentage that is, 90 divided into 257.
It's a lot. We did
well. It's a lot. We did well. The next closest was California with 32.
Now, that's not really surprising that California would come in second for the most. But
no, but then there's also things like Quebec took 23.
Now, that's interesting.
But if you think about it, it's logical. They may not have been entering all of those years for the American Cheese Society, but I know that they've been entering and entering big in recent years, and they've always had a really long-standing Canadian cheese tradition. And of course, because they're French speaking, they also have French cheese making traditions. When I went to visit Quebec and I toured Montreal, I mean, you can get some amazing, fresh, unpasteurized cheeses. And there's a Canadian cheese called Oka, which is this amazing, unpasteurized, hard-type cheese. It's unique to Canada and unique to Quebec, and it's really good. And they entered some of that, and I got to taste that at the Festival of Cheese. But they also won. I mean, they really cleaned up in a lot of the bloomy rind and goat cheese categories. But what was also really surprising is I think Colorado took home something like 10 or 12 awards. And you don't think of Colorado.
Now, were these all, you know, coming out of Denver?
From talking to a couple of cheesemakers in passing, they said, no, we have cheesemakers all around our state. And it was interesting because it wasn't for one milk, it wasn't for one style, but they do have some really good cheesemakers. And also I found there's some cheesemakers in Missouri who are doing well as well. And I'm like, I've never heard of cheesemakers in Missouri.
I think you mentioned Virginia too.
And Virginia a couple. And you'd hear some of these over and over and you're like, okay, these are some cheesemakers to watch. Now, for the very first time, they had cheese curds as an entry.
And how did we do?
We didn't take third place. That was Giza from New York. But in second place, it was Carr Valley and Arena Cheeses. They tied for second, and first was Springside Cheese.
Both from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Which is, I would say, to be expected. I mean, come on. Cheese curds, that's a Wisconsin
that
thing.
Is,
we would have been embarrassed
if we
not
didn't
won
clean
those.
Up in that category. It would have been quite embarrassing. What is kind of really funny about it is talking to some of the California cheesemongers and cheesemakers. They said, well, next year the conference is in Sacramento. Maybe we won't have cheese curds. And it's funny because I've talked with Gordon Edgar, who is the cheesemonger for Rainbow Cheese Cooperative in San Francisco. He thinks most California cheesemakers can't do curds well at all, so he orders them from Henning's Cheese frozen. He said, well, they just don't do it well.
Now, if the cheese curds were to be expected that Wisconsin would win, what were some of the upsets that you saw?
Well, in some categories, like some of the fresh Italian cheeses, usually Belgioso clears up. But in some places, they didn't award first place winners. They would only award second or third. And it was interesting because I did take a class on judging, and I spoke with a technical judge who's judged contests around the world. And he says, if you see those categories where they don't have a first or second place winner, it's usually because the aesthetic judge, not the technical judge, didn't award enough points. They thought the cheeses were just average in that category. There wasn't anything special enough for it.
Now, and what exactly does the aesthetic of a cheese have to reach?
It's interesting because they went through this whole thing. They have all these sheets with categories and points and characteristics. For example, the technical, it's very technical. If it's an unaged cheddar, if there's age crystals, that's probably bad. But if it's aged, that's okay. That's to be expected. It's what technically is the make. Is this correct? Are the holes uniform? If you bend it, does it break or does it bend the way it's supposed to? Whereas the aesthetic, and this is also interesting, something that the technical judge might say, well, that's kind of an off flavor. The aesthetic might say, oh, that makes it interesting. I would sell it in my store. This is something I could market. Because usually the aesthetic judges tend to be cheesemongers. They tend to be brokers or distributors, people who know cheese a lot, but they know it from the more of the consumer's end, whereas the technical, these are the people who are researchers, they're in universities, they really know down to science what cheese should be. After every category of the 257 categories are judged, then the first place winners go on for best of show. And then all the judges get to pick their top three, who they think should be third, second, first, and then they're ascribed points that way. And it was also interesting talking to the judges because they said, you know, you can go in. It's sort of like an Olympic tryout. You can pretty much pick the standout stellar athletes. They're like, okay, he's going to make it to the rounds. She's going to make it. But then when you start getting down to some of the third place, it's like, well, is this good or this good? They don't allow in the American Cheese Society contest first place ties in categories. Let's say there are two first place. They both got the same amount of points. They'd make the same judges go back and taste and then say, well, which one of these two do you really like? Which one is better? Yes, they do tiebreakers.
Now, what were some of the, I guess, overall trends? What do you see happening in the industry based on what went on at this conference and the awards?
It's interesting to see the different flavors for flavored cheeses. And, I mean, there were some fig and olive cheeses and some other interesting flavors. Some I liked, some I didn't like. You would expect some cheeses to win, like Marika Gouda from Holland's Family Farm won in several categories for its wonderful Goudas. Evelyn, which won 2 years ago, or I think it was 2 years ago, it took best in show at the U.S. Cheese Championship, won third place in its category. It's going to be interesting to see where Colorado goes. I think it'll be interesting, especially if these Quebec cheeses, they're award-winning and they're delicious. It would be interesting to see if they're going to be more imported, especially into the Midwest. Some cheesemakers, after they win best in show or win any awards, that allows them to pick up distributors. Some of the cheesemakers I talk to who are more, they do the affinage or the aging of cheeses. They won a few awards, so that will attract other people to age their cheeses in their cellars. I did a chocolate and cheese class that was taught by Sarah Hill and Gail.
That sounds delicious.
Yes, and Gail Ambrosius from Ambrosius Chocolates. And so several of Gail's chocolates were paired with Wisconsin cheeses. She's doing a Dunbarton Blue, which is a Wisconsin blue cheese that she puts actually into her truffle. That might be sent to California because when Shauna Davis, she's a cheesemaker and she's also a chef and a restaurateur, she makes Delice de la Valle cheese, but she also does a lot of tastings and catering. And she says next year at the American Cheese Society conference, a Wisconsin winemaker who's out there will have Wisconsin cheeses to taste in each of his cellars. And she said, well, I'm going to have to bring out this Dunbarton Blue chocolate. And she said people would be complaining that she's bringing more Wisconsin cheese and products out to California. But she says she can't help it because we're so nice out here.
So that rivalry isn't so fierce.
No, it's interesting when you talk to individual cheesemakers and cheesemongers. I mean, the rivalry is there. In California, when they would win, they would cheer very loud and they were waving California flags. But, of course, they were coming into our turf, so I'm sure Wisconsinites might be a little rowdy next year. But it's more friendly than it is nasty, and it's certainly not like the commercials you would see, because I know Wisconsin cheesemakers like some California cheesemakers, and California cheesemakers like Wisconsin cheesemakers. You see people, they go and they have friends from around the country, and they don't see them all year, but then they see them when they come to this conference. And they also have vendors. Like I mentioned, some of the European cheeses were out there, and I think they were trying to attract the cheesemongers.
Mm-hmm.
They also had a company called 33 Bottles, or it's 33books.com, and they started out with 33 bottles of beer, because if you bought three of their little books, it would be 99 bottles of beer. But then they have 33 pieces of cheese, 33 bottles of wine. And what is interesting is these are little tasting books where you can make notes, and they have charts for you to fill out to understand where the cheeses or wines or beers or cigars or chocolates or whatever they have you're tasting, you can keep a record of it. And I thought that was really clever. Then, of course, the day after the Festival of Cheese, where you can go, and the public is always invited to that, and taste 1,700 cheeses if you can stomach it.
Don't know that I would have been able to do that, Jeanette. I'm going to be honest.
But then the next day you can actually go and buy some of these cheeses to take home.
That's awesome.
And if you had a big enough cheese cellar yourself, you could probably buy 1,700 pieces of cheeses and store. But I don't have that in my house.
Probably a good thing. You'd be too tempted to be running down there all the time.
I think so. It'll be interesting to see where things go next year, and it'll be interesting to see where Wisconsin goes. But Wisconsin, of course, did very well, and I expect Wisconsin will continue to do well.
Keeping our dominance over the cheese industry.
Yes, yes.
Well, Jeanette Hurt, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Lake Effect cheese contributor Jeanette Hurt is a food writer from Milwaukee and the author of several books, including The Complete Idiot's Guide to Wine and Food Pairing, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Cheeses of the World, and The Cheeses of Wisconsin, A Culinary Travel Guide. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce about the 2013 American Cheese Society Conference and Contest held in Madison last week. And that is all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.